The legislature has called itself into special session next Monday to take up two issues members can deal with in one day to confirm Craig Campbell's appointment to take the place of Governor Sean Parnell as lieutenant governor and to decide whether to override former Governor Palin's veto of $28 million in federal stimulus money for energy programs. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The agenda for the special session could be dealt with quickly. Less than the 6 hours 58 minutes lawmakers spent in a special session 2 years ago. The two questions, confirmation and override, can be asked in a single joint session of the House and Senate. Senate President Gary Stevens says he made a promise to limit the session without any expansion.
Once you start expanding it, once you deal with bills, you're just going to be there for, you know, a bill would take, you know, at least 3 days on each side, and it would add a lot of time. And my commitment to the rest of the Senate was this is going to be a one-day special session. We'll take care of the two big issues, and that'll be it.
Stevens says no one has mentioned voting against Craig Campbell's confirmation as lieutenant governor. And while he's a little nervous about members trying to expand the override to include other vetoes, he doesn't expect any amendments to make it to the final vote. That leaves the major decision being what to do about the veto of $28 million in federal energy stimulus funds. Calling it a federal mandate that would take away state sovereignty, Palin said when she vetoed it that it would require a statewide energy code. House Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker and a member of his staff, Larry Pursley, got assurances from the U.S. Department of Energy that no such requirement exists. Most recently, Hawker says he got a letter from the department that made his argument as clear as possible. However, he says the opposition to the money persists by members who distrust the federal government, seeing draconian results if the state takes it. Hawker says the simple yes or no vote will reflect a more basic philosophy.
This is one of those decisions that has gone beyond the merits. I have a feeling that most legislators, certainly those voting against it, are not going to be voting on the merits, but voting on their personal political dogma. And again, they're certainly entitled to do that.
Those who agree Palin was right in turning down the money are not swayed by the federal statements. House Rules Chairman John Coghill is one. He says his opposition goes beyond the promises of the federal government. Although he believes the override will prevail, he hasn't been convinced by the argument that there will be no strings attached to the grant.
The problem I have is the federal government has some ambiguity to their rules, and I'm not willing to say, well, I hope that they don't change their mind. And in that particular sense, it gets more political. The balance to me is it worth it? And to me, it's not.
House Minority Leader Beth Curtula disagrees. She says it's common sense to take the federal money and figure out how to use it for the best public good. And she says it's reactionary politics to be the only state in the union to refuse the help when Alaska needs it.
This is the kind of thing that Alaska needs to be at the forefront of. We need to be leading this. We need to be the ones that lead us out of energy dependence and into the future of having sustainable, resilient energy policies. So this is a good thing. This is something we need to do. It's a shame we had to take so long that we're still the only state that has done it.
The House will begin the special session at 9 o'clock, the Senate at 10. The Senate will hold a committee hearing on Campbell's appointment, and both will meet jointly at 1. All the events are scheduled for the Egan Center in Anchorage. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.